thanks for attending. And we do have a 10 o'clock car showing up for us. We have three presenters here, and so Dr. Deb Meskar is here in the audience as well, who can answer questions if we have to leave early. And so our topic is really to how to create opportunities for interdisciplinary team training in rural settings. And there are no relationships to disclose. So our objectives for this session is to share with you some of the barriers that we have identified for creating interprofessional academic partnerships in rural settings, and some of the strategies we've identified and are experiencing right now, as well as the barriers we're experiencing right now to identifying and recruiting interprofessional and academic partners. And so a little bit about the background, as I'm sure you all know, that IOM early on has identified the ability to work in teams as one of five core competencies for effective healthcare professionals within our 21st century healthcare system. And as many have pointed out, some of the barriers are really developing sustainable models of IPE. And one of the most common barriers is lack of available partners, and that's what we've been experiencing. So a little bit about the current model that for providing IPE at OHSU. So Oregon Health and Science University's main campus is in Portland, and the students who are at the beginning of their professional program and are identified and assigned to their an IPE course. And it does include both graduate and undergraduate students from nursing, medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, and other graduate programs that are located either in Portland or close to Portland. And the course takes place in Portland over an academic year from October to March. It's a one-credit course where the students attend three face-to-face sessions lasting 4 hours. And so this course has about anywhere from 500 to 700 students in that course, and they're assigned to course groups of 12 into a group, and with two interprofessional faculty as facilitators for those face-to-face sessions. And then students complete intersession work, particularly IHI patient safety modules, which we'll talk about at the end. And they work also on group projects, which they present their results of their group work during the face-to-face sessions. So in looking at how can we deploy IPE statewide for nursing particularly, is to the project we launched on was to develop viable interprofessional academic partnerships in rural regional settings, and for them to become committed full partners in IPE education. So a little bit about Oregon Health and Science University. So as I said, Portland is our main campus, where all of those schools of dentistry, medicine, College of Pharmacy is located in Corvallis, but they are also in Portland. Corvallis is a little bit west of Portland, and nursing as well. So, but we actually have four regional campuses located throughout the state, and so we're in Monmouth, Ashland, Klamath Falls, and LeGrand. And Klamath Falls and LeGrand and Monmouth are considered rural areas. Ashland is considered rural / urban setting, so we don't qualify for the classification of rural. And then also we have a virtual campus of we actually have a statewide RMBS completion program that is virtual. We have a master's in nursing education program that is virtual, et cetera. So how to address those students throughout the state. So when planning to expand, first we did a literature search on IPE models. And Deb and I wound up interviewing 16 stakeholders, both internally and externally, about potential partners and barriers and strategies, and that we'll share those results. And so we interviewed the campus associate deans in the rural settings, directors and researchers who have foundational experience in developing rural research networks, and external colleagues who developed a successful model of IPE in a rural part of the state. So there's a successful collaborative right now in the Lebanon Albany area that has both that's made up of external partners and of community college and university settings. So I'm going to share transition this over to Rachel to finish.
Okay. So my portion of working on this grant was to look at, first of all, go to Portland and see how the interprofessional course is taught, which was pretty impressive coming from a rural setting where there's 600 students, all in a building, all interprofessional groups of about 12 students working through scenarios and trying to see things from the lens of different professions and work together to solve problems. So I was able to attend those courses and then read the evaluation from faculty and students in terms of what works in interprofessional education and what doesn't. And based on that, we started moving forward on developing a curriculum that would work in a rural setting. So one of the facilitators or things that's helping move this forward is that it's now becoming part of accreditation standards to endorse IPE because it helps meet the professionalism standards for different disciplines. And because of that, there's increased buy-in in trying to push forward IPE as a curriculum, part of a curriculum. And it was seen as a priority by a lot of different people who were interviewed. So a big barrier in rural settings, the course that we attended in Portland is all the partners are there already. So our biggest barrier is finding other health professions to work, students to work with our nursing students and try and see this more holistic view. And then also we've found that because we're using students from different schools that there are FERPA restrictions that make it a challenge to have these students work together both in person and in an online setting. And then just a lack of understanding of between the different programs in terms of requirements, what's required, what isn't, what level are the different students. So these are some of the barriers that we've come up against. And then again, geographical barriers. It's a rural area, and these students between the two campuses where we're coordinating this course, there's hundreds of miles difference. So just trying to coordinate a class at a time they can all make it and that type of thing. And then the other thing that this is, I was just speaking with one of the other speakers before this, is the definition of IPE. So in an urban campus, it's within a health science center. So the students are the students within that health science center. But in a rural campus, we have to look further than that and start to look at, well, who are our partners? So I think as we broaden that look of what is interprofessional education, we can reach out to more schools that you wouldn't have necessarily thought would be involved in health sciences. So partners such as early education, sociology, social work partners. And then, as Joanne mentioned earlier, the timing on this, forming the relationships, we were hoping to come to you and present something that had already happened, and it is still in the works because it just takes time to build these relationships with the different partners and have each institution having their own requirements for courses. So what we've come up with for our rural course that we're launching in the spring is this interprofessional course will be nursing students from two rural campuses diagnostic imaging students, and that includes a variety of different diagnostic imaging, and then respiratory therapy students. And so the diagnostic imaging and respiratory therapy students are from the OIT campus, Oregon Institute of Technology, and the nursing students are from OHSU, the two rural campuses in Klamath Falls and Ashland. So those will be the students for our first pilot course. So some of the strategies that we've used and are using is, a lot of it has just been networking within the different communities, academia, and connecting with each other and figuring out what are our common goals here. And then incorporating the feedback that Deb and Joanne received from their interviews, as well as all the feedback from the students and faculty in the urban course. Coordination support, we've found that coordination is huge in nursing anyway, within one institution, and then trying to coordinate a course where you've got three different disciplines from different colleges all trying to come together and put together one course is challenging. So keeping those relationships positive and being flexible. So, for example, on the flexibility, at this point, the course we've developed is an elective for our students. But the respiratory therapy component wants it to be mandatory. So it fills different requirements for the different institutions. So we learned we really have to have flexibility around that and in terms of defining how we can make this work for everybody. So I looked for themes in the evaluation of interprofessional education by students and faculty at OHSU. And the course that exists currently at OHSU is built on the IHI patient safety modules. And so this is a hybrid course. It's online and there's in-person sessions. And the feedback from both faculty and students was that the modules were a lot to digest in between. And then that their interprofessional time that they spent learning together felt a little bit too scripted. What they really valued, both faculty and students, was just getting in a room with people from a lot of different professions and starting to share who are we, what do we have in common, and what's different between us. And so in developing the curriculum, we really shifted that from a lot more a kind of more structured course to an organic course. And so there's a lot, it starts with a faculty panel where students learn about the different professions, and then there's a lot of time for them to just get to know each other and start comparing their different professions and seeing what are our similarities, what are our differences. And then as the course moves forward, it moves on to, and how do we work together best? So it really starts with what are our ethics, how are we similar, what are our roles, and then moving on to, okay, now that we've understood that, how do we communicate with each other in the best way we can, and then how do we work together the best? So we shifted the course to more casework in person rather than doing online casework and coming back together to talk about it. The course that we've designed for this rural campus is actually having them work together in real time. I mentioned already that we've partnered with OIT, and right now we've got respiratory therapy and diagnostic imaging involved. And we also, because of the geographic barriers, we've narrowed it down to two sessions because there will be travel time involved for these students. And then we adapted the cases to fit the disciplines involved. So this is kind of the fun thing with IPE is there are a lot of cases available. And you take the professions that are involved and you can kind of morph a case and have the students work the case by bringing in the different lenses from the different professions. And we'll be launching that course this coming up spring. And these are some of the resources that we used to develop the cases. Thank you.